This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Buying a new car might make you say things like,
I can't believe it.
Seriously, it's ours?
Is this real life?
Move it!
Yeah, it's real life, all right.
But what you really need to say is something that can protect your new ride.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Yep, we're here to help you choose the coverage you need. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score. We're broadcasting live from the Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them. Want to thank Matt and Naya for getting us up and twitching. And appreciate everyone who called and texted and emailed.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Thursday, May 29th.
And thanks to Mr. Dustin William Rhodes.
I have to say, I was not familiar with his game. I did not know that was coming. I'm a casual football fan. I know that he was a field goal kicker.
Punter for the Colts.
Punter. He was a punter.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So, and then he got really popular on his show. He was just trying to get the crowd riled up. It was, you know, a little bit out of the blue, but, you know, it's also like a little bit of like, are we really doing the narrative of like Hicks versus Knicks? You know, like the big wigs from New York. It just seems a little cartoonish.
And that is Ben Stiller on the Playback podcast responding to one Pat McAfee.
Yeah, Pat McAfee called him out, pregame profanity, and it was kind of fun at the time, and Ben Stiller responded.
And thank you, Brandon Fryer.
It feels amazing. I mean, my high school coach is here. I know Pat's watching. I mean, I got the whole city here. We got the whole city here. And it's just amazing how Chicago supports. I mean, we're champions for life now.
That is Candace Parker back when the Sky won their title many, many years ago.
2021.
Seems like it was longer.
4 years ago, right? 2021?
No, it was like a couple decades ago. I don't know if you've been watching.
They're retiring her jersey.
The Sky will retire her jersey.
Yeah, that's a good gesture.
Because she was the big winner.
That was the last championship in town, 2021, long time ago. From Naperville, the pride of Naperville.
Oh, I know.
She's from Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
The Pope's from Chicago. She's from Chicago.
We love the Pope.
Right?
Going to Mass, going to see the Pope.
You're going to South Side.
I hope so. I got to make a call.
Tickets available.
Either tickets. I didn't know there were tickets.
We need
to
talk about that tomorrow.
I got to find out more.
Nothing official yet.
Can we get Brooks on and just ask him what's going on?
Yeah.
I'd love to
talk to Brooks.
About
nothing
it.
Official yet.
Okay. All right. I thought we had officially learned that the Pope was going to do some short circuit message of some kind. No?
Yeah. Message to children.
Okay.
I
believe the children are the future. But that's me. Layla Rahimi, right here. And it's a Thursday, Marshall. Marshall Harris here.
Thank you, because I definitely didn't know what day of the week it was when I walked in here.
I'm here for you, buddy.
I am here for Catholic Baseball Hour.
Let's go.
I would like it with Brooks.
Well, that is an interesting question about whether or not tickets will be sold.
Oh, I don't know.
I thought it was part of. Is it not part of the? I thought it was before a game or something. It's not before a game.
They're on the road.
No,
yeah. Okay. So it's just straight up.
No,
I think it's just
at the ballpark.
It's not like Pope Night at the rate.
No, shouldn't they do that at Soldier Field or somewhere?
Yeah, that's what I would think.
Yeah, I was like, that's not big enough. People are going to want to go to that.
It is closed circuit. Like that was an old school term for exactly what that is.
But they're going to have him send a message of some sort, or he'd vow to, or I don't know what it is.
Had to be because he's a Sox fan.
Yes.
Message received.
So that's It's going to be quite an event.
News comes out and they drop 9 on the Mets.
You know, that's a good point there.
I'm just telling you.
We've really gotten excited about the Sox game yesterday.
On Memorial Day. Where was he on the Memorial Day?
Well, that specific news did not drop. But also, David, are you okay with Pat McAfee using that type of language
as a Hoosier?
On the Jumbotron?
Well, like, you got to understand, Pat McAfee is an Indianapolis product, and he is an entertainer. And so, but he is not a... I don't think he grew up in Indiana.
I covered him
when he played in West Virginia.
Yeah, so
Is he from West Virginia?
I think that when you call him a Hoosier, all right, so I refer... Hoosiers are native now. Indiana. He lives there now.
Right. Yeah, he's from a suburb of Pittsburgh.
I don't think he speaks on behalf of all Hoosiers when he uses that kind of language in public like that.
Oh, no, no. I was just asking, are you okay with him getting on the Jumbotron when you know all those kids are there and this is the example? But I guess
it wouldn't be the way that I would have approached it, no. But I do respect his ability to entertain a crowd.
It is strange because normally I'm like, oh, yeah, Jalen Johnson, cuss all you want on the microphone if somebody's asking you about not being a top 100 player. But for some reason, in that moment, I was like, oh. Swearing and but he, okay,
it's because Jalen Johnson's not doing it at a live sporting event.
Like, he didn't need to go there to get his point across. He could have still been somewhat razzing Ben Stiller and the Knick audience that is celebrity. The celebrities in the Knick fan base
was Ben Stiller kind of twisting a little joke there by saying Hicks versus Knicks.
Well, I don't know that that was something that a lot of, as reference to 30 years ago.
I haven't heard that.
I heard the Hick from French Lick. No, but 30 years ago, when the Knicks and Reggie were playing Reggie Miller and the Pacers, it was billed as in T-shirts and people embraced it, Knicks versus Hicks.
Like I was not aware
Catholics
of that.
Catholics versus convicts.
Yeah. So, look, Indiana fan base, I certainly don't speak on behalf of everybody there, but I don't know that that was something they felt like was derogatory, the Hicks versus Knicks. It rhymed, it was clever, and it was a fun rivalry. But now, it seems like it's a long time ago. It's not like that anymore. And the Knicks are going to be, you know, sorry tonight because I think the Pacers eliminated them.
At the Garden?
Okay. Could be. You watch the series?
Yeah.
I know you've been busy singing.
Wow.
Are you saying anything
again? I'm done. Shower only.
That was good. Oh, nice job, guys.
Thank you. It was a surreal experience, to say the least.
Yeah.
I know we're up against a break, so I will let you know it's on our show. We will definitely spend some time talking about Caleb Williams and what he had to say and what other audio we heard from the Bears yesterday. Ben Johnson said a lot of really interesting stuff that I think is also worth revisiting. Russell Dorsey joins us at 11. Trista Crick will talk with us about the NBA playoffs at 11:25. Halftime is 11:45. We have a lot of Sox-related questions in our 5 on It segment because we got excited after yesterday's win. The Cubs sweep we will address at 12:25. We have a Bob alert at 12:45. Herb Howard for 2 segments starting at 1.
Pope Bob?
No, like every Bob. Like every the Bobs Bob? Who listen to us, yes.
Have a great show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.